Welcome to the Red Pill Sports Podcast. Combating Woke Inc.'s takeover of sports.
All right, break! And
Red Pill Sports Podcast. Sports done right.
All right. Welcome to the Red Pill Sports Podcast. This is your host, Donnie Copeland, and we're so thankful to have you on this early Tuesday morning, about 2:30 in the morning of actually Wednesday morning. And so thankful to have you. And we were planning on being on here Monday and Tuesday, but we're just now getting on here on Wednesday. Did do one on Monday. I get my nights mixed up because I do these so late at night. If you notice, we use the Red Pill Sports tagline because I'm doing the Doc Washburn Show, and I'll be doing one of those here in a moment, but I'm going to do it separate tonight. So we use the Red Pill Sports because we're going to talk strictly sports tonight. I'm going to talk about the NCAA relative to the tournament March Madness. And I don't know about you. You may be one of those that watch every single. Now, I'm a huge college football fan and watch every game I can get my hands on all through the college football season. But then when it comes to basketball, I love basketball, but I would rather watch. I'll start watching a little bit in the conference championships and then watch the probably second round on, some first round even, of the March Madness or the NCAA playoffs. And so that's kind of how I roll. Same thing with the NBA. I don't watch it during the regular season. If I do, it's very, very rarely I'll watch playoff basketball. So anyway. We're brought to you by Red River Auto, redriverauto.com, and then purposemediapublishing.com, purposemediapublishing.com. If you're looking to be published, let us know, and we will get you published. So, I want to talk to you. I'm not going to be on here too long because I'm going to turn around and do the Doc Washburn Show here in a moment. So probably be on here 20, 30 minutes max. But I want to talk to you about how important is, I think, let me back up. The NCAA's lifeblood is television money. We all know that. And yet, because the NCAA's lifeblood is television money, I mean, that is the money. There is no other money than television money. Merchandise and stuff, but pales in comparison to the hundreds of millions and billions that they bring in television. So the NCAA usually has these old, archaic, well-connected athletic directors and guys that have been around forever that they have on their selection committees and the hierarchy of the NCAA sports division. And people have been advocating for this for years, and I think it's way past time. And I think there's something that happened during the selection process of the NCAA men's and NCAA women's that brings this to light like no other. And that is the selection committee doing two things. One is leaving Indiana State out of the NCAAs. Now, Indiana State was in the Missouri Valley Conference, which is a mid-major. You know, it's not SEC, Big Ten, ACC, Big 12. It is a mid-major, and so it's not the tiniest and it's not the largest. For some of you that maybe are not familiar with the term, but they if you remember, that was the team that Larry Bird played for 1979 when they played Michigan State, Magic Johnson in the NCAA championships. One of the most watched NCAA Final Fours or final games in history. Then they both went on to have great careers with the LA Lakers, Johnson and Bird with the Boston Celtics. And they met numerous times in the NBA Finals as well. And they basically salvaged NBA basketball. And so you have 40 years later, you have Robbie Avila, who is a, 6'9", maybe 6'11", big, pasty, white kid, wears these black goggles, really, they call him Larry Nerd, instead of Larry Bird. They also call him Cream, not Kareem, but Cream, as in white, Abdul-Jabbar. And that other one is poor man's Jokic. And referring to Nikola Jokic of the Denver Nuggets, final answer. So the thing about Robbie Avila is he's the kind of guy that people watch because they can relate to him because he doesn't look like a great athlete, but he is averaging not quite a triple-double, but he is scoring, he averages 13, 15 points a game, averages almost double digits in rebounds and in assists. Great passer of the ball and pretty nimble of foot, even though he doesn't look like much of an athlete. And so not only did Indiana State, they didn't win the Missouri Valley Conference Championship. They got beat out by Drake, which is a perennial, really good perennial, a perennially good basketball team in the Missouri Valley Conference. And they got upset by Drake in the Missouri Valley Conference Finals. But they had a, I believe, 26-4, maybe 24-6 regular season record, much better than a lot of teams that got put in, because those other teams were in bigger or higher rated conferences and probably had maybe a little better strength schedule, maybe. But they have a score that kind of takes several things into consideration. Strength schedule, composite of score, ranking their defense, their offense. And it's called a net score, NET. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, when you take all these, basically all the factors that factor in how good a team is, well, Indiana State, I believe, was the fourth highest total. So of whatever, several hundred teams, they came in fourth in a net score. So rated very, very high. And so you have Robbie Avila, who is this phenomenon. In fact, Pat McAfee had him on his show, I believe it was today or yesterday, and made made a promise that if Indiana State, they did not get in the NCAA championship or tournament, but they did get in the NIT, which is a lower tier tournament. And Pat McAfee said that if they were to win the NIT, win it all, that he would give each player on the team $10,000. Well, what roster's what, 15? So that's going to cost him $150,000, but I believe he can afford it. So, listen, Pat McAfee doesn't have you on his show if it's not going to get eyeballs, and he had Robbie Avila on his show. And several times Pat McAfee, and I think this is fascinating, Pat McAfee has criticized ESPN for, one, trying to undermine him. But what Pat McAfee shows us is he's smart enough to have Robbie Avila on his show. I guarantee it's probably one of his higher-rated shows. And ESPN is not smart enough to go to the selection committee, sorry about that, and say, look, man, you need to have Robbie Avila and Indiana State in here. But they didn't do it. And so you only get these opportunities every now and then because, you know, typically your NCAA teams are packed with super athletic, slim, cut up, jump out of the gym, fast, great shooters. That's what the predominant NCAA basketball player is going to be his profile. And so you have this, big, white, pasty kid that wears these big nerd goggles, and he's a story. But because the NCAA is ran by bureaucrats and it's ran by people who are not television savvy and don't have a feel for it, that just are, I don't know if they're 20 years behind the times or what it is, but I can't see the forest for the trees. So you don't have the guy. You bypass him. And you have teams that have nobody on their team that's going to draw a crowd. It's absolutely about getting the 64 best teams, 100%. But the statistics tell you that Indiana State is one of the best 64, probably one of the top 32 teams. But because they didn't win their conference and they were in a mid-major, then they don't get selected, where you have this gold miner, Robbie Avila, the center for them, that if they have, and it's not like they're getting a team that was a 500 team. It's not like they're getting a team that's no good. They're getting a team that has a composite called a net score that's top four in the nation. So, and the NIT was smart enough, which is a competing tournament. It's basically the teams that don't make it to the NCAAs. They were a number one seed. So they were like one of the first teams they wanted. NCAA couldn't see the forest for the trees that Robbie Avila is a cash cow. And we'll have a games that normally wouldn't, and that'd probably been a, I don't know if that'd have been a 14 or 15 seed or 16, but I think that'd have been probably a 10 to 12 seed. I'm just guessing. But usually a 10 to 12 seed team is not going to draw a big crowd, but Robbie Avila would draw like top seed, 1, 2, or 3 seeded teams. But it's like, no, we can't, it's unbelievable. And so I titled this episode, is the NCAA, are they that ignorant or incompetent? And I didn't have room on the slide. I was going to put, are they that ignorant, incompetent, or both? That's one side of the equation. The other side of the equation is, and I talked about this the other night, actually, but I wanted to kind of bring this in to wrap this up, was Caitlin Clark and the University of Iowa did make the NCAA women's tournament. But rather than putting them in a bracket that would almost ensure them to get to the Final Four are to give them a really good chance where you have your largest crowds watch. Wouldn't you want, the ideal thing would be that the probably the most famous women's basketball player ever, but certainly in the last 50 years, is in the tournament, and she's probably one of the top five, if not top 10 most famous athletes, that maybe has ever played any sport. So, rather than, and again, I won't belabor this because I've spent quite a bit of time on it the other night, but rather than putting them in a bracket, which would not guarantee, because you know, you got to keep the integrity of the game, but you make it a much easier path for them to be in the Final Four. But no, you can't do that. Now, they've already won three games, but now they're in the Sweet 16. But I think they've got to beat, and I think Kansas State's still in there. I think UCLA's still in there. And I know LSU's still in there. Those three teams, the type of defense they play and the size players, especially Kansas State and UCLA has, one has a 6'6 center, one has a 6'7 center, and Iowa State has nobody that can match up, and that makes it very, very difficult. So what they did, they the NCAA, same ones that left Robbie Avila out, puts Iowa State in probably the most difficult bracket other than whatever bracket South Carolina's in. So it's like, no, we don't want Robbie Avila. We're not even going to invite him. We're going to have Caitlin Clark, but we're going to put her in the toughest bracket possible, and hopefully she won't get very far. So I don't know what that thinking is. Again, I don't know if that's – and we see this a lot of times, not only in their selection committee and marketing, that type of thing, but we'll see it in, like, you know, NIL stuff where they all challenge players. And the players are the lifeblood. They're the lifeblood. If you don't have the players, you don't have NCAA. But it seems like they fight the players. You know, you had the kid in North Carolina during football – that I believe one of his parents or grandparents died, so he transferred again, and they were going to punish him for transferring to get closer back home where his grandparents or parents were dying. And it's like they just are so willfully blind or ignorant or both. So I just find it fascinating. You had this phenomenal opportunity, unlike any other time where you had a woman who is the most famous athlete out there right now, and then you have this really intriguing story of this Robbie Avila, who's a great passer and, you know, just a fun story, and you don't take advantage of one of them at all and use him at all, Robbie Avila, and the other one you give them the toughest path possible to the championship game. So none of that makes sense whatsoever. And so you ask yourself, are they literally that incompetent? Are they that willfully ignorant? You know, which one is it? Or is it a little bit of both? So anyway, I thought that'd be a fun little subject to bring up to you and just kind of think about. And I know it's easy to, you know, sit here and criticize somebody when you're sitting in an armchair and talking about how they should have got rid of the ball sooner. It's easier to criticize from, you know, perched over here sitting on a couch. But at the same time, some things are common sense. But as Will Rogers said, you know, common sense ain't so common anymore. So this is Donnie Copeland for the Red Pill Sports Podcast, and you have been listening to the Red Pill Sports Podcast on the Doc Washburn Podcast Network, and we are brought to you by Red River Auto, redriverauto.com, and Purpose Media www.redpillspublishing.com. I'm very thankful for you joining us tonight. Hope to see you or be talking to you the next few days, and we'll be right back together here real soon. Take care and have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.